A letter to the reader after the storm. This work was not written to persuade you of a belief or even of an intention. It was written out of a long encounter with a question that does not allow easy answers. What are we, really? And what does that require of us now? As I've been working with this material, I've realized that if it is to remain true to the work, and if it is to sound less like instruction and more like experience, it has to begin closer to home. For me, this inquiry is not abstract or global at first. It begins inwardly in the slow, uneven work of healing and reordering, of bringing my own inner world into something like sequence, coherence, and balance. Only from there does anything larger start to make sense. What I see as imbalance in the wider society and in a relationship with the living world does not feel separate from this inner disarray. It feels related, multiplied across lives, systems, and histories. Change, when it happens, does not arrive all at once. It moves through individuals, through relationships, through each component finding its place again. Like a polyphonic piece of music, no single voice carries the whole. Each part has to listen, refine itself, and learn how to move in synchrony with the others. What we call harmony is not imposed. It emerges from relationship. Our first and most primary relationships take place within ourselves. They shape from inside out how we meet one another and how we interweave with the wider world. We are not abstractions. We are not self-created. We are not separate from the living systems that carried us here. We are here because we have come a long way. Ancient voices live inside us, and that is good. Each of us is a body shaped by deep time, by animal inheritance, by evolutionary layers, by lineages of survival and loss. We carry inside us older nervous systems, ancient instincts, and the memory, sometimes conscious, sometimes not, of what it has cost for life to continue. We have made it here because we have held on to what we are. Civilizations have known this before. Some preserved it through story, some through ceremony, some through law, discipline, and restraint. They understood something we are in danger of forgetting. When accuracy fails, balance fails. When restraint is lost, power becomes destructive. Modern culture often lives as if inheritance were optional, as if limits were weakness, as if we were not bound to the earth systems that sustain us. Many of us have forgotten, but that is what we are. This is not only a moral failure, it is a failure of recognition. To recognize where we come from is not to retreat into the past, it is to understand that belonging precedes choice, and that responsibility grows in proportion to power. A species capable of altering climate, extinguishing others, and reshaping the future of life cannot afford to confuse appetite with freedom or dominance with strength. Balance is not achieved through innocence. It is achieved through restraint, through the ability to hold force without being ruled by it, to act without severing connection, to remember that survival has always depended on limits honored as carefully as possibilities pursued. This work does not offer solutions. It offers orientation. It asks the reader to stand inside a longer view of time, to feel the weight of inheritance carried in the body, and to consider what kind of ancestor they are becoming, whether knowingly or not. If we are to endure, it will not be by denying our animal nature, nor by surrendering to it unchecked. It will be by remembering that we are members of an earth community, bound to other lives by systems older than our politics and more fragile than our myths. What must be done is not heroic, it is precise. To see clearly, to name accurately, to act with restraint, to refuse the illusion that we stand alone. Nothing less will suffice now. If we do not find that place inside ourselves, the place of restraint, of belonging, of being within rather than above, then destruction is no longer simply a moral failure. It becomes an inevitability.